Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I do not learn from my mistakes. I'm a little bit like Bart Simpson's when he sees that sweet treat and he keeps touching it, even though he keeps getting electrocuted. I would be the same. I would just really want a muffin. But this is not the case when it comes to some wrestlers, because they sit down and they actually educate themselves from match to match, which makes it really fun for us, the viewer, because we can go, ha ha, I see what they've done there. And it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. So hello, welcome to What Culture Wrestling. My name is Simon Miller, and this is indeed 10 awesome times wrestlers learn from their mistakes. Number 10, Steve Austin retires his finisher. Go and watch Bret Hart versus Steve Austin from the 1996 Survivor Series. It is such an underrated gem, especially the finish, because as soon as Stone Cold Steve Austin does lock in the Million Dollar Dream, which is the move he was using at the time, Bret Hart runs towards the turnbuckle and he reverses the momentum and allows him to get the 1-2-3. So when we jump forward to WrestleMania 13, when they had their rematch that was fought under submission-only rules, it would stand to reason that you would assume, well, I'm sure Stone Cold once again would try and use the Million Dollar Dream, because again, it is a maneuver that will make you tap out. But he didn't, because he understood, well, this guy knows how to reverse it, so I better put it over there. This was also the famous night of the double turn, so you can't pretend it didn't work. And for you trivia buffs out there, Steve Austin only used the move two more times throughout his career. Once during WrestleMania 17 against The Rock, I guess to do a wink, wink, nod, nod as to what was going to happen. And later on in 2001, well, he just pulled it out against Kurt Angle. But at that time, Stone Cold, it was absolutely crazy. Number 9, Matt Jackson and his back. Go to 2018 and watch any single Matt Jackson match. He has always got a problem with his back. It was an ongoing story he decided to introduce for almost 12 months, and it was brilliant because it meant in every single encounter he did have, all it took was one move to his back area. You're like, oh no, what's gonna happen now? I know that's his weak point. I mean, even when he was trying to apply stuff like the sharpshooter, he was like, oh man, this is absolutely killing me. And my word, did this add some emotion to the story. Zoom forward to the first ever AEW tag team title tournament though, and what was Matt Jackson doing to Isaiah Cassidy from Private Party? He was working over his back, and he was doing it in a way that was quite clear. Well, I've been through this. I understand how to make this thing a real problem. So I want to be a champion, and that's what I'll do. It was just a nice little wave to long-term fans who could then go, oh, so All Elite Wrestling is going to reward me for actually watching. I don't want to be that guy, but some other places don't do it. Number 8, Kenny Omega and the Brutalizer. Nobody thought Pac was going to defeat Kenny Omega at All Out, but then he did, and he did it with the Brutalizer. And as we know, if you get hit with the Brutalizer, that is brutal. Jump to the February Dynamite after this though, and these two were going at it again, but this time it was in an Iron Man match. And what these two guys did is they remembered their first match, and they just dialed everything in. Because knowing that he could beat Omega with this move, Pac had himself intentionally disqualified in order to get Kenny Omega on the mat so he could just walk over and apply the Brutalizer. Omega was completely aware what this meant too, so he didn't try to escape and instead decided, well, I've just got to try and survive this. And it just allowed you to buy in with every sense and urgency in your being, because once again, you knew where this was coming from. I mean, it just underlined what a cool moment this was, and it was basically like Seinfeld. You ever watch Seinfeld? You can't just join in at season 3, because they'll be having in-jokes. You'll be like, man, I don't know what's going on. You have to step back and watch it all. Number 7, Hangman Adam Page tries to atone. The Hangman Adam Page story has been great. It's been going on since the dinosaurs were roaming the earth, but it kept you interested the entire time, and don't pretend you didn't cry when we finally got that payoff. It was beautiful. As we were building this character though, AEW decided to like load it with mini arcs, right down to the way that Hangman was moving around the ring. Because as you remember, this all started to go bad when FTR manipulated the Cowboy and he cost his friends the Young Bucks a chance of fighting for the tag team titles. He straight up grabbed Matt Jackson's leg, which stopped him from getting in the ring. And then this was like the fall of Rome. It was so, so sad. So it really was something to keep an eye on, especially when we got to All Out 2020 and FTR did indeed beat Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page for the tag team titles. But at one point when Ken was in danger on the ropes, Hangman ran over to him and he grabbed his leg in the same fashion as if to say, man, last time I did this, it did not go well. I must make amends. It didn't work at all and he did lose his shiny belts. But this was the point he had his massive downfall so he could slowly climb back to the top. Number six, Kenny Omega gets in the shape of his life. At New Japan's Dominion event in 2017, Kenny Omega and Okada went to the limit. I mean, they had a draw in a 1 hour match. And if you haven't seen it, you really should go and see it. It also had about 678 subplots to it as well, including at one point when Kenny Omega, who had always been a cardio machine, was out on his ass. He had no energy left, and just as Okada was about to hit him with the Rainmaker, the cleaner fell to the mat and subsequently avoided it, but my word, he was done. Speed forward 12 months though to Dominion 2018, and all of a sudden Kenny was using this to make sure he got the victory, because he quite clearly turned up more shredded as he ever had been, because deep down in his mind he was like, well, we may be going 60 minutes again, and this time I don't want to die. So this is the most evolutionary twist in wrestling, but it does make you go after the fact, oh, I totally understand what they were going for here, and it's these small touches in wrestling that make it so damn good. Five, Mr. Perfect's last wrestling moment. Mr. Perfect deserves more credit than he gets. I mean, not only was he a pivotal part in the WWF in the early 90s when they needed all the stars possible, but when he came back in 2002, he was still so damn good. I mean, not only was he an awesome Royal Rumble surprise, but he also had these mini classics with the likes of Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Edge, and Rob Van Dam. But he once again reminded us why he just understood sports entertainment when he did get into it with Rikishi. Because Kurt Hennig must have watched the show and he must have been a savant when it came to wrestling, because when the Keish took his ass and was about to give him the stink face, do you know what Mr. Perfect do? He grabbed a towel that he had left in the correct place, so even though he did have a bum just going, it wasn't going to be as disgusting because he had some fabric in the way. And I know, I get it, that's proper sports entertainment, but it kind of goes back to what I said all of 2 minutes ago. It is the small touches and you're just like, oh, Mr. Perfect, you're such a card. The man was also taken way, way too soon. Number four, MJF forms a stable. The usual way in wrestling is, if a top star has to lose, they instantly get put with somebody else who has somewhat of a name, and they beat them. There's nothing wrong with this, and it has worked time and time again, but it is not the only way. When MJF lost at All Out 2020, though, he had a completely different plan, and it all came down to Wardlow, because, of course, one day we're going to pay that feud off, and it's going to rock. But Maxwell decided, well, I can't rely on this moron. I need multiple people around me, so that's going to be my new grand plan. So in many ways, he looked at Chris Jericho, who had done the same thing to become the world champion. And at first, he tried to infiltrate the inner circle before betraying them and, of course, giving birth to the Pinnacle. And I know, as of yet, we haven't got to the conclusion of this story, but I will tell you this now here in late 2021. Maxwell Jacob Freeman will become the AEW world champion, and it will be because he has a bunch of backup. Number three, Road Dogg wears a cup. AJ Styles could have learned a lot from this when he was feuding with Shinsuke Nakamura, because nearly every single one of their matches ended with Shinsuke going wapow and punching him right in the penis. But years before, at the 1999 King of the Ring, the Road Dogg had come up with a much better idea. It all came about because China became very well known for taking her fist and punching people right in the testicles. And because Road Dogg noted this, when they did fight the 99 King of the Ring, he wore a cup. Now, what this was made of, I don't know, because as soon as the ninth wonder of the world struck it, she acted like she had been shot. But still, he knew what she was going to do, so he proved he had a brain. This isn't going to change the face of wrestling either, but it does add so much to it. And once more, it makes you look at baby faces and go, well, they're pretty smart, because they've actually come up with a way to stop the thing that has been taking everybody else down. I mean, it's like when a good guy comes out with zero friends, even though the person they're fighting is surrounded by a bunch of assholes who always get involved. Just go and find a buddy, please. Number two, Bret Hart wears a chest protector. And talking of this line of thinking, this may be the best example ever. Because yes, Bret Hart knew if he was going to be stood in the ring with Goldberg, one of two things was going to happen. One, he was going to get hit with a jackhammer, or two, and more likely, he was going to get hit with a spear. Therefore, he decided to take precautions or wear a metal chest protector under his t-shirt. So when Bill did go, "Oh, I'm so mad," and try and spear the hitman, he got up to his feet, revealed it to the crowd. My word, the reaction this got. It also meant Goldberg didn't look stupid because nobody would go, "Well, I better not do my move today just in case he's wearing a shield." And it also gave him a little bit of vulnerability, which is something the persona needed. It was one of the last super smart things WCW did before it absolutely fell off a cliff. And who came up with it? Only the best wrestler ever. And there's a reason he calls himself that. Number one, Penta gets smart. AEW loves this spot. If you are a luchador that wears a mask and you hold it near and dear to your heart, as does the entirety of Mexico, some kind of dick eventually will go, "Well, in that case, if it means so much to them, I'm gonna try and take it off." This all went down at All Out 2001 when the Lucha Brothers were taking on the Young Bucks, and Matt Jackson saw Penta and went, "Not only am I going to try and remove your facial thingamajig, but I'm also going to take a bunch of thumbtacks and stick them right into your face." I mean, if you haven't seen it, you really need to go and see it. It didn't help as Penta and Phoenix did win the tag team titles that night, but a few weeks on, when they were defending them against the Butcher and the Blade, all of this started to escalate. So after a hard day of packing meat, the Butcher went, "Well, I remember what Matt and Nick Jackson done, so I am going to tie Penta to the ropes using his mask." But then Penta saw his brother Phoenix in truly grave danger and decided, "I am now willing to risk and sacrifice my mask in order to save them." So he took it off, he hit his face, and he went to work. This also made you think that the Lucha Brothers were going to lose their tag team titles, so there was an extra emotion in the stomach. And of course, you couldn't have done this without what had come before. Also, Penta had learned the best way to get around it: just throw all the caution to the wind.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.